A week after Hurricane Ivan devastated the Florida Panhandle and flooded much of the East Coast, he's back once again as a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico. In the meantime, Floridians are evacuating their homes once more in preparation for Hurricane Jeanne. Hugh Willoughby is a senior scientist at the International Hurricane Research Center in Miami. He studies hurricane motion and intensities to look for ways to make vulnerable areas safer from hurricane damage. In the 1980s, he worked for Project Storm Fury, the federal government's last and most serious effort to weaken hurricanes before they make landfall. He joins us from Miami. Mr. Willoughby, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Project Storm Fury lasted from 1962 to 1983. What methods did you folks try to use to slow down hurricanes?
The original idea was to seed the clouds around the eye of a hurricane and make a new eye wall, a new ring of clouds. And then that new eye wall would starve the original eye for the water vapor that's basically food for hurricanes. The inner eye would collapse, and the new eye, although larger, would be quite a bit weaker. If they could have done it, it would have had tremendous economic value.
Mr. Willoughby, over the years, have you seen any other ideas that you count as being hopeful?
There's one idea that I know would work. That's coating the ocean surface with an oil, say, that prevents evaporation, because hurricanes, in the high wind of a hurricane, water vapor evaporates from the sea, taking the heat that it needs to evaporate from the warm water. And that's what drives the hurricane. That's basically the source. So if you could coat the sea surface with, say, olive oil, you could starve this hurricane for water vapor, and it would weaken.
Is this hurricane season unusual?
It's unusual in the sense that there are more Florida landfalls than we've seen really since, I guess, 1964, according to the climatology. But if you talk about the great hurricane days here in Florida, it's the 1940s.
Sometimes when we're in the middle of forest fire season, there are scientists who will come forward and remind us that although the damage can be extensive and expensive and certainly unfortunately, sometimes human lives are also part of the cost, that in the end there are some forest fires that have beneficial effects. Is there anything positive to be said about the effects of a hurricane?
Yeah, there are. Hurricanes, if you've got to have a natural disaster, hurricanes may be the one to pick because you have a reasonable amount of warning. Except for storm surge, they generally don't kill very many people. And I think with just really almost incremental improvements in the way we build, we can have attractive dwellings that don't blow down and don't represent a threat to their inhabitants, even in a hurricane. So I think people should look at this increase in hurricanes as it's a return to normal, and it's manageable in my view.
Hugh Willoughby, senior scientist at the International Hurricane Research Center at Florida International University. Mr. Willoughby, thanks very much.
Thank you.